I'm Kenneth Weijda. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So today I was listening to a podcast on the B&H podcast site, and I'll put a link to it below, but it's a great interview with David Burnett, who I've talked about before, and he's a fascinating photographer. And if you're interested in how he uses old Holgas and Speed Graphics and Graflex SLR cameras, he talks about all the different cameras and how when he first bought his Aero Ektar, he is hearing all this chatter about this reconnaissance aerial for the military back in the 40s and 50s. He was hearing about this lens that Kodak made, and he picked one up for $50. Boy, they don't go for $50 anymore. There's more like $600 or $700. But he's talking about just making his work and challenging himself to shoot with things that aren't always the same and aren't always easy. And I found myself doing that at times. In fact, it's so easy for me to shoot with a Nikon DSLR, and I'm working on getting better at zone focusing and trying to make my Leica work as fast as my Nikon. And I'm pushing myself to challenge myself to get there. And I'm also doing it with a 50 millimeter Sumarit 1.5 lens on a Sony A6000, which gives me an effective focal length of around 75 millimeter. And it's fascinating when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, how you create different work. And he talks a lot about it in the podcast, about how he just wants to push himself to see what else can he create that doesn't look like all the other work. What cameras can he struggle with? Because when they work out beautifully, and you end up with something really special and unique and often sellable from his point of view, working as a news photographer. So check out the podcast. It's really well worth it. And what are you working with? He talks about using lenses that don't necessarily belong on a camera. He had modified a Nikon 500 f.5 mirror lens, which I've never heard of. And he used it, for the Winter Olympics. And he had somebody modify it so it could use a Canon EOS mount. A lot of photographers are tinkerers. They like to see what they can do with a camera and see what they can do with a lens and what are their other possibilities. It's not just off the shelf. Whatever is available is all that's available. A lot of photographers, especially film guys and women, are very much about how can we modify this to make this something different. And he won an award, he said, for his Al Gore photo when Al Gore was on the campaign trail back in 2000. He was using a Holga camera, and he always keeps a 52 millimeter red filter in his pocket, he says. And he was just holding it up to the lens and firing off the camera. And he didn't even have a mount for the filter. He just was holding it. And it ended up winning prizes. And you can see that photo online, but definitely check out his work, but also challenge yourself. What else can you do? What lens can you adapt that isn't the standard modern day lens? What's the different camera system that you could try that would push you into working in a different way and creating something new? Because photography is a very multifaceted discipline where you can do a lot of different things with it, but you have to choose to do a lot of different things with it. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow and we'll talk photography. As always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks. Hey, one last thing. Watch my YouTube channel, herestogoodlight.com. And I put out a weekly YouTube of inspiring photo talks. And I think you'll enjoy it. So take a look. Here's to good light.